morning, we once again gather around the table that all Christians meet around. And the body that was broken is represented by the blood. This, we all know that. And the cup represents the blood that Jesus shed. We all know that. But what if on the little wafer, in bright red, in the very blood of Jesus, he writes your name on that piece of bread? And it was that body for you that was broken that we celebrate around this table. And sometimes we don't make this personal. We don't internalize it as God gave it, because it was a personal investment of love in everyone that he would create, that he would provide this opportunity for salvation. And suppose on the cup that you take this morning that your name would be written with this cup. You are cleansed from all of your unrighteousness. A direct message from the hand and the heart of God. The reality is that's exactly what we experience in our communion commemoration. I love you. I gave my body because I love you. I shed my blood because I love you. So as we meet around this table today, it's personal. It's a special gift to you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for providing this opportunity to be reminded of your love for us. We ask that in the tablet of our heart that we might have written the words, I love you too. Not just in a saying, but in our life and how it's lived. Let us contemplate that relationship you have established through your body and blood for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.